Warning. If you're easily offended by humor, please fuck off and buy something else. Any emails not filled with praise and or offers for a sloppy blowjob will be deleted.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Happy Endings, The Tales of a Meaty-Breasted Zilch by Jim Norton. Read by the author.
A truly professional introduction. I have no fucking idea where to start. I'm supposed to write a proposal for this stupid book, but nobody has told me what that entails. Should I be melodramatic and talk about the mortality rate of children under six in third world countries? Or should the tone be breezy and whimsical? Perhaps an anecdote about spilling a semen sample on my tie? Either way I win, I suppose. I love whimsy and hate children. I had lunch this afternoon with Lydia, my potential literary agent. We met in a place on 44th Street in Manhattan at noon, which is still horribly early for a Saturday. I pried myself out of bed about 11:15, all groggy, and sat stupidly in front of the computer until it was time to leave. Last night I took some cold medicine to help me sleep, and now I feel hungover and shitty. We were brought to a table next to three fat businesswomen who were laughing and prattling on about nothing. And not only are these blathering fatsoes having the time of their lives, they're doing it loudly. My head hurts and my fucking sinuses are blocked. I really wanted to pick up a baseball bat and smash one of their heads on the table like De Niro in The Untouchables. A nice solid clunk, the sound of a coconut being split open, followed by blood and brains all over the table and a stunned, uncomfortable silence. Since I'm basically a coward and can never find a bat when I need one, I enjoyed that thought for a few moments and giggled good-naturedly. I tend to be incredibly awkward at these lunches, and the fact that Lydia is very attractive doesn't help. Attempting to idiotically flirt with her is out of the question, as she's married to a 6'4" martial artist. Not to mention that as we're talking, I'm coughing and literally have snot leaking out of my nose. We must have been an enchanting sight. The hot blonde and the leaky-nosed, unshaven fatneck in the Comedy Cellar t-shirt. After about 10 minutes of mindless prattle from the sea lions at the next table, a tan bisexual waiter sashays over and takes our orders. We both get crab salads, which come in portions that a Somalian would laugh at. After finishing our shitty two-bite lunch, we begin talking about me possibly writing a book of some sort. When I refer to Lydia as my potential literary agent, I say potential not in reference to her willingness to work together, but in reference to my complete laziness. I love to write, but I don't do it often because I'm such a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?